You're listening to Australia's fastest growing podcast network. This is the Lifestyle Pod Network. You're listening to The Dream Show with Jane Theresa Anderson.
Welcome to The Dream Show. I'm Jane Theresa Anderson and this is episode 138. Now, it's funny, you know, because I was just sitting here. I've picked some things to talk to you about today, which I think will both entertain and inform you about dreams and life. But I was sitting here thinking, what am I going to say to start this show? I'm going to come out with something. What am I going to say? I'm sitting there thinking and just picturing, and I realised that the first piece that I've selected to talk to you about today starts the same way. It starts, I was looking through the window, and it's all about thinking, what am I going to write about today? So I guess that kind of frame of mind, it's okay for me to have this frame of mind because that's usually how I work. When I come to listen to a dream, when I'm in a consultation with someone and they come through the door for the first time, or I switch on the computer and I see them on Skype, or I lift the phone and hear them on the phone, apart from maybe setting up the consultation, if it's the first time I've ever worked with that person, there's really nothing I can do to prepare other than the 21 years of training that I've had behind me. I just come and I'm like, I wonder what's going to happen now. Just listen to the dream, see how it unfolds, see what comes to me, apply the tools, apply the techniques, and go through the thing. It's really just a matter of turn up. You're prepared in a kind of overall masses of years behind you kind of sense, but turn up, sit, wait, be, watch what unfolds. And that's what I do. That's how I work with clients. Even for mentoring clients, I usually turn up and it's like, well, what would you like to do today? Or where are you at? And it's all going to be new to me, and we'll see, and we'll take it through from there. Because I often work with mentoring clients, and we call it mentoring because you can never guarantee how many dreams you're going to remember. And once you start to work with dreams, sometimes you have two or three sessions and you go through such major transformations and deal with such major dream stuff that the dream recall maybe lessens, and the person moves into areas of waking life that they would like to address or would like me to support and guide and mentor them through. So those kind of sessions can be very shifty, and not shifty, but shifting, and often involve not looking at a dream at all. So to those sessions too, I basically turn up with all my life skills and experiences and just start listening, and that's how I often write as well. I'll go to write a blog, and I'm pretty sure I seem to remember this, even the big things like writing books as well. You know, the first book I ever wrote, I wrote a proposal for the publisher, and it was like, and that was Sleep on It. That was back in 1992 that I put the proposal to the publisher, and the book was published in 94. And for Sleep on It, I wrote, these are going to be the titles, and this is what each chapter is going to be about. And we were all happy with that. And because that book was based on research, which I then went out to do, the results did change what I wrote in the book. And of course, as I came to each chapter, some of them rolled out in the way that I envisaged, and others turned and flipped and changed and swam and transformed, and the publisher was happy and everyone was happy and the readers were happy. And that's kind of how life works for me. Whether it's writing a book, whether it's running a workshop, I might go to a workshop and I'm thinking, I'm going to do this, then I'll do this step by step. I have every step planned, and some of those workshops will go just like that. And others will go completely differently because it depends who turns up, what kind of dreams they bring, what they need for the occasion. And that's how I also work with my blogs, as you are about to discover with this first one. Sometimes my major inspiration for writing a blog will normally come in those moments when I'm not thinking at all. You know, the old cliche one of having a shower or going for a walk, or for me that one where I step away from the computer and say, oh, that was a big day, right, I really need to just close off that mind for a little while. I'm going to sit down, have a cup of tea, and within 5 seconds my head's got, oh, that'd be a good idea for a blog, and I've got to write it down or send it as an email to myself to deal with later. So I kind of get that feeling that I'll often download an idea for a blog and it sounds really, really good. And then when I go to write the blog, sometimes it turns out that way. Sometimes it morphs and changes and transforms as I write it too. So all of this is really just to introduce some things we're going to be talking about today that I hope will enlighten and inspire you about dreams and dream interpretation. And also, I guess, as it turned out, I didn't know where that little talk was going to go, but as it turned out, it went in the direction of saying that for me, and perhaps for you if you're helping someone with their dreams, just turning up with all the training and the resources and your life experiences behind you, just turning up and not knowing what's going to happen, just being uncertain, just sit there, listen, and that's the way, without restrictions, that's often the way in which life evolves the best. So, I have to mention my websites before reading you today's articles. So my websites are dream.net.au and my blog, which is janeteresa.com, that's Teresa without an H, and there's Facebook too. And the blog changes, of course, the website changes from time to time, and we do now have our new shop too at janeteresaanderson.com. Go and have a look. We're very pleased with that shop. Oh, it's not called a shop, it's called the Dream Store. So without further ado, Camouflage and the Facts of Life. I wrote this in January 2013. Camouflage and the Facts of Life. I was looking through the window, settling into blog writing mode, while watching the play of sunlight and shade move across a particularly beautiful rock, when I realised that part of the rock wasn't rock at all. It was a large, sunbathing, frilled lizard. I tried shifting my gaze in an effort to blend him back into rock, but I couldn't do it. Camouflaged one instant, revealed forever the next. My world shifted. The rock-solid fact of the rock was shattered in an instant. What I had known to be true was no longer true. And there was no going back to the old way of seeing and believing it. Yes, it's only a rock. Yes, it's only a frilled lizard. But it's a true story, or at least it is until the next unexpected revelation. Look there, I imagine saying to someone else. There, on that rock, it's a frilled lizard. And some will see it, and some won't. Camouflage is a good trick, finely honed by nature to protect through deception. The lizard has scuttled away now, and the rock itself will never be the same again in my personal little world, because I'll always see it now as the lizard rock, and the rock that found its way into this blog. And so things change. I was at a party last weekend where a group of us were enjoying a free-ranging conversation when someone piped up, "But what are the facts? I'm only interested in the facts." This kind of thinking always reminds me of butter and margarine. When I was a child, butter was suddenly declared unhealthy due to its saturated fats. We switched to margarine, a healthy choice based on science, we believed. A few years later, margarine was declared unhealthy due to many factors, and we switched back to butter. You know the story, it happens all the time now, and not only in matters of health and nutrition. If I were to dream of butter or margarine, I'd probably be processing dilemmas around perception, what and who to believe, or saturated facts. In fact, the fact is, many facts change. And facts can get us into as much trouble as they can also help us out. One of the most enlightening fact-finding missions you can embark upon is to explore your dreams. Your dreams don't yield universal facts. They yield personal facts. Your personal beliefs about the world based on your experience of it. Best of all, your dreams yield your unconscious personal beliefs, the facts of life that unconsciously drive the way you see your life and the way you live it. Discovering your personal unconscious facts of life helps you to understand why you see life in the way that you do, why you respond to life in the way that you do, why you experience life in the way that you do. Once you become aware of your unconscious facts of life, the camouflage drops away and you see yourself and your life in a new way. You may feel, looking back, that you've been deceived by those unconscious beliefs. Yes, yes and yes, but be kind to yourself because you can put them in place because you put them in place to protect yourself from dangers that once felt real. As I said earlier, camouflage is a good trick, finely honed by nature to protect through deception. I took a 5-minute break there to stretch and make a cup of tea before reviewing what I had written. I flicked to the news screen at the same time, and this title jumped out at me, When Fact Becomes Fiction. It's the story about an Australian library that tongue-in-cheek proposed to move Lance Armstrong's non-fiction books to the fiction section following, quote, the disgraced cyclist's own confession that his inspirational story is a lie, unquote. I'll leave you to ponder the context. And from there, I thought, I can't remember why I thought there was a good connection. Maybe we'll discover it as we go through this. But I'm going to bring you Dream Drummer. And Dream Drummer I wrote last month in March 2012. Dream Drummer. 3 times this week I dreamed I was the new drummer for American band Blink 182, said Brad, calling Power FM's Power Pack Breakfast Show where I was interpreting dreams. The drums were bike-powered, and the faster Brad pedalled, the better the drums sounded. Although he can't play the drums in waking life, he was a brilliant drummer in his dreams, and the crowds loved it almost as much as he did. There was no performance anxiety. It wasn't one of those dreams where you're asked to perform but it all goes wrong, or you forget the music, or the drums turn to jelly. Brad simply stepped up to the drums, got on the bike, pedalled away, and turned in a great performance. A feel-good dream 3 times in 1 week must mean something good, but what? Being radio, there was no time to spend an hour deeply exploring Brad's dream, but there was time enough in the few minutes we had to get to the main point and give Brad something meaningful to help him forward. I needed to be filled in on the details. Blink 182 was heading to Australia on tour that week, but their drummer, Travis Barker, was unable to join them because of his fear of flying. He was one of only 2 survivors of a plane crash in 2008. He lost 2 of his best friends in the crash, and the other survivor died the next year following an accidental drug overdose. Travis Barker was replaced by Brooks Wackerman of Tenacious D in the Waking Life Australian tour, and by Brad in his dreams. In Brad's dream, he had no fear. No fear of playing the drums. No fear of flying. He stepped up to the plate and pedalled his bike, and the more legwork he put in, the better he played. My radio time is running out. There's somewhere in your life where you're scared, but once you commit to it and put in the legwork, you can achieve it and you will enjoy it. Spot on, dream lady, Brad chuckled. Our dreams reflect our conscious and unconscious experiences, feelings, and beliefs, and more often than not, our unconscious holds us back. In a dream like Brad's, his unconscious perspective was supportive. Whatever fear had been holding Brad back, something had shifted during the week of his 3 dreams. Maybe the fear was still there, but the motivation to overcome it kicked in. Or maybe Brad released the fear that week. We didn't have time to discover more, but Brad now has his formula. He has an opportunity, his unconscious mind is supportive, and all he needs to do is turn up and put in the legwork. Of course, it's not about drumming. No doubt Brad had heard about Travis Barker's fear of flying. The media had the story, and unconsciously related to Travis missing an opportunity due to fear. It resonated with his own history of missing an opportunity due to fear, and when his dreaming mind processed this, it naturally came up with a perfect dream metaphor. Brad's spot-on dream lady tells us that Brad knows what the opportunity is and what to do about it. He could add some dream alchemy to enhance his confidence. He could visualize pedaling that dream bike, drumming those dream drums, tuning back into the dream feeling of enjoyment, and the more he does this, the more his confidence will grow, and suddenly he will find himself doing the legwork that brings enjoyment and fulfillment into his waking life. So I thought I'd really amp that up by finishing with one called Bring It On, which I wrote in August 2012. Bring it on. When a dream... So this was why I picked the dream drummer dream before. I understand now, because it works well with this one. When a dream shows you a wonderful, uplifting, positive symbol, you can use it to spin a little dream alchemy to accelerate the manifestation of excellent outcomes into your life. There are many tips throughout my blog describing how to transform a negative aspect of a dream into a positive one by visualizing the change over and over again using the dream symbols. For example, if you dreamed of a little bird trapped and unable to fly high, and related your dream to feeling trapped in your career, you can visualize the little bird freed from its trap, flying free and high. What this visualization does is communicate with your unconscious mind using its own symbolic language to change those unconscious beliefs that have been stopping you from flying high in your career. But remember, what dreams do is process your experiences of the last 24 to 48 hours to update your view of the world and your place in it. In this way, they are the blueprint of your future, as the future is most likely to turn out according to your beliefs and experiences. Now, imagine something happens at work to give you a glimpse of what it would be like to fly high in your career, to feel free instead of trapped. Your dream might process this experience, resulting in a dream of a resplendent bird flying high, up and far away from where it had been trapped. Such a dream would suggest your beliefs are changing, that you are beginning to see that there is nothing holding you back from flying high. That being so, how long are you going to wait for this belief to fully form? This is where the dream alchemy practice comes in. By simply visualizing this positive part of the dream, the resplendent bird flying high, up and away, far away from where it had been trapped, and making sure you add uplifting feelings of joy, freedom and ease to the visualization, you can consolidate your new belief and accelerate its manifestation in your life. What will you manifest in this example? A sudden insight that the trap was all of your own making? An opportunity to fly high, and possibly some synchronicities in the shape of resplendent birds and high-flying symbols peppering your days awesomely. Well, that's a high to finish on, isn't it? What can I say after that? I think that all I can say, if I can find the little piece of paper here, is that the next episode of The Dream Show, which is episode 139, will be out on the 31st of May. The show comes out every 4 weeks. Please do share it with your friends. Ask people, are you interested in your dreams? Do you dream? And pass on the link, because it is a free resource. I hope it's inspiring. I hope it's helpful. You tell me it is. You listen in 26 countries. Thank you for listening yet again. And look me up through the website at dream.net.au, or on the blog at janetheresa.com, or maybe invest in some paperbacks and ebooks, or invest in having a private conversation with me through one of my services. You can find out all those details on my site, or you might like to contribute to the show by emailing me and volunteering to be a guest on the show and have your dream analysed for all to hear and for you to benefit from. Thank you for listening to yet another episode of The Dream Show. Have a lovely 4 weeks. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson.
The Dream Show is a production of Jane Teresa Anderson for the Lifestyle Pod Network. You can find more great podcasts like this one in the Lifestyle Pod Network section of iTunes.